Welcome to Where Was the Shower? I'm Mark Carlisle, joined by Zachary Stevenson.
That is me.
And Robert Runciman.
Right.
With Mum Riley. This week we're going to be talking the results from the weekend Premier League football. Rumours that Mourinho has sent a letter to Manchester United in today's papers. Dimitri Payet, season so far, and also Dele Alli. And of course, our predictions, which we're not doing Super Six anymore, Zach. We've challenged it. We're doing all, I mean, I struggle to write them all the results, the fixtures on there.
You've got weak hands, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'll do it on the tube here, so I'm shaking and
I'm just joking, mate. You've very strong hands, very manly.
They're not really, are they?
Well, they're probably just as manly as mine.
I've never lifted anything in my life.
I did work manual work back in the day, but that's a long time ago.
But you work, do you know where you work now? Do you do anything to do with the bar? You know, like barrel changing, things like that. Do you
get involved barrel, like that? Barrel.
Yeah, I sometimes help him move the barrels, but
see how he uses anyway.
Not very often. We've got a new system now. Okay.
And sorry about last week, because we had to cancel because I wasn't very well. I actually lost my voice. I've still got a bit of a croaky voice. I don't know if you can tell. But yeah.
It's good you start singing folk music.
Yeah, indeed. How are you?
You do play a bit of guitar, Mark, don't you? Sometimes.
I can play like a couple of Oasis tracks. I think you know that. That's about it. But I haven't played for a little while, though. But I'm sure that when you want. I'm still waiting for the call to come and play at Nambuca.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll set up an Oasis covers night. Actually,
<Go on. laughs> like the same three songs. Yeah, fine. Before we start football, how are you both anyway?
Yeah, good. Mentally drained from that game last night, West Ham, Man City.
Yeah. Are you watching the pub?
Yeah, watching Enterprise in Camden.
I'm mentally drained by Manchester United's entire season.
Well, let's get on to it then. Let's get on to the football. First of all, the massive result yesterday, which I couldn't believe. Norwich 4, Liverpool 5.
Yes.
Annoyingly, I haven't seen the highlights of this game. It's the only game I haven't seen the goals.
I mean,
I'm desperate to see this game.
I forgot the match was on, and I didn't even watch
same
it.
Same here. I was having breakfast.
Because the thing about Norwich-Liverpool, there's always goals in that game. They're usually, anyway. Suarez scored like three hat-tricks in three matches.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I think they beat them like 6-0 or something at one point.
But I'll tell you what, Norwich being 3-1 up...
Well, because this is what I want to speak about.
The way the media is now and the way fans are, Norwich have stuffed Liverpool, gone to win, say, 4-5-1 after being 3-1 up, which could have happened at that point. Mm. Liverpool rocking. People start speaking about Klopp's position and what's going on there. That's just the way people are.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Fair play to them, come back and win that. Especially in the last minute, once Norwich got
Do you know what's funny? Because after was it Basson scored the equaliser, and Tom Prince, a Chelsea fan that I know, said Liverpool fans looking for holidays said you can't beat the Canaries in January. and then of course Lallana turned up with the winner. So unbridled joy at the end of that. You see that? And Jurgen Klopp's glasses got broken.
Yeah, by Benteke.
And he had a really funny quote afterwards. He said, "I do have another pair of glasses, but it's hard to find your glasses when you haven't got glasses." Which is something that I've actually physically experienced, personally experienced.
That's brilliant. And also, am I right in thinking that Norwich scored in something like the 93rd minute to get to 4-all?
Yeah,
and then they went straight up the other end.
Was it right? 92nd, 95th, I think it was a little bit of time.
Oh, was it really?
According to the BBC website anyway,
It just highlights how brilliant the season is, though, isn't it? I mean, what an amazing score. 9 goals.
That's an amazing season.
I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just loving it. Mm-hmm. And now let's go on to another thriller. I'll tell you what, no, we won't. We're going to save this little later.
We're
going to move it down to the end. I'll tell you what, we'll go on to what we're talking about, Rob touched on, West Ham, Man City. Really good game of football. Mm. Did you manage to catch the game?
I was up in Nambuca doing the festival yesterday.
I've got to say, it was West Ham.
We've got a lot of catching up to do this week, as usual, but that's the thing about doing it on Sunday morning, because I'm often working in Saturdays and then...
Yeah, that's it. It was
West Ham's best performance of the season at home so far. I know they beat Chelsea earlier in the season, but this was...
I thought we were phenomenally brilliant. I mean, really, really good performance. I was stunned by how good it was. And I thought, any minute it's going to go... It might have only been a period of the game, but it was 90 minutes.
And City played well as well.
Yeah, great game. City were fantastic. And it was like, I think what I liked about it was two teams that were really trying to play football. Yeah. There was no horrendous challenges. No. They were all respecting each other, which I really liked.
Fantastic game, and Dimitri Payet, it was just world-class performance from a world-class footballer. I think we can say that now.
Mm.
I think the guy could play for anyone in the world.
Yeah, he's very, very good. He's transformed.
I don't know where the hell he's been his whole career. I know he's been at Marseille, a massive club in France, but you would have thought at some stage.
But wasn't he French Player of the Year?
Yeah,
last season.
Yeah.
So why wasn't he here sooner? Why wasn't a big club coming for him? I don't know, I
haven't heard of him, but I mean, just when I've seen him play this year, I just can't believe how good he is.
Yeah, no, that's
I'll tell you what I think. It's my conspiracy about Belgian footballers being more in vogue. And the French players are slightly
not
cool anymore, you know. But
also, Wenger, you know, is the French market unbelievably well.
I was on the sales. Surprised that he's never sniffed around him. When you see how good the guy is, but of course, I mean, you can't just improve suddenly in the last year or two. He's 28.
Yeah,
I wonder if he just thought maybe where is he going to put him if he's got, you know, creative midfielder and Ozil.
Well, they've got Joel Campbell on the side, you know what I mean?
Well,
you can
reshuffle things, can't you? I mean,
And also, we've got Manchester City. I mean, great performance from them as well. You know, really, they could have won it. Like, I think West Ham could have won it. It was very tight.
Aguero's back and he's banging goals. And that's to me.
Yeah. We talked about Aguero way back. I think it was like our first episode. And we called him, what did we say? He was a midget in a wheelchair or something like that. He runs like a midget in a wheelchair. Something like that.
Where's the wheelchair come from?
I've no recollection of that, Mark, but it does sound like a Mark Carlisle quote.
I'm sure we had an episode called that. Yeah. But anyway, brilliant. And also, that kind of dents their title chase a little bit, obviously, dropping.
They'll see it as a decent point. I think that substitution they made when they got the equaliser, they suddenly took off Silva, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
And put back on a defensive midfielder. That showed that they're happy with the point at that stage.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So I think they'll be pleased with that.
There's no disgrace drawing with West Ham these days.
Yeah, especially Upton Park.
And they were 2-1 down, so...
Yeah, you know. No, that's a good point. The result of today was a team that really, I suppose I've got to consider them really as title chasing side now. It's Tottenham, another massive win for them. And
you couldn't have said that more grudgingly, could you?
That sickened me.
I
have to say that I was delighted because I had a tenner on Spurs to come back from 1-0 down.
Did you really?
Yeah, so well I ended up winning some money on it.
Have that bet fair.
Well, they lured me in with a 9-1 in United last week, so I got £10 free bets.
You didn't even look 100 quid or something.
Well, actually, I looked at it again. It was only free bets, unfortunately. But I'm 60 quid up, so.
It's not bad. Yeah. I'm terrible with betting.
And on that subject, I turned down 20-1 on Ighalo and Ali to both score in the second half at 20-1. I would have won 200 quid. I lost on Man City's equaliser with 6 minutes to go, and I lost on Bordeaux coming back from 2-0 down with 6 minutes to go against Nantes. I would have won about 400 quid, but I ended up only winning 60. I'm not a better really, but you know.
It sounds like you are a bit of a gambler.
Yeah,
absolutely. I hate Bordeaux as well, by the way, because they sold us a guy called Julien Faubert a few years ago. He's like one of the worst players.
Was it the 12 million? Or?
No, I think it was 6.
But he snapped his Achilles in the last week. Nightmare. So yeah, Tottenham then, I mean, they were 1-0 down up at half time, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then to come back and win like that and also looked really decent.
But you know something about that, and I think this is the key to saying that Spurs have to be taken seriously now. You knew they were going to come back.
It's
that's what championship winning sides do. You think, okay, no, we're not going to panic here, 1-0 down, but we're going to win.
You've got that mentality.
They've got a great goalkeeper, they've got the best centre-half pair in the country. They've now developed probably the best partnership in midfield with Dele Alli and Eric Dyer, the balance there.
And
then you've got a great goal scorer, and he's a great player now, Harry Kane. He's been phenomenal this season, last 2 years.
He looks top draw.
Guys like Eriksen, great bit of magic, Son. They are a good side. I've said it before, I think there's a question mark over their fullbacks still defensively.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad.
No, they're not bad.
I mean, I think that.
I just think that's where they could go on, push up to the next level next season.
Spurs have the best defensive record in the Premier League, don't they?
Yeah,
19 goals conceded, and I think United are second actually.
And like exactly like you said, Zach. When they go behind, they're not finished. The years gone by, they've lost games 3-4.
Well, it's that mentality, like Zach said, it's that belief, isn't it? It's that title chasing belief that you think, well, you know, even at half time, no, we're still going to win. Like even if they'd been say 2-0 down, they would have said, we're still going to get something out of this game. We're not coming away with nothing.
Actually, I said it last week. They're actually quite pragmatic. They don't fly forward. They keep the ball for fun. They pass the ball for sake of it. difference is for Man United, yeah. They've got this clinical forward where he just needs half a chance and he scores.
And it seems that, and obviously the manager's got to be given a lot of credit. I mean, I think he's made such a difference.
He's so brave as well because he's gone in there and he's brought through young players. And yeah. we all know what's happened to Spurs over the last few years. They've been sort of flirting with getting the Champions League. Have failed and the manager's been sacked for it, haven't they?
Yeah, a few bad
results. He has gone in there knowing he's under pressure to deliver fourth place or at least challenge for it, and he's brought through Dele Alli, Dyer, these young players. Kane, you know, he backed Kane, didn't he, when the other managers weren't really backing him?
Absolutely.
So the guy's a top draw manager. And this Dele Alli, what a player. Yeah. What a brilliant player he is. That goal yesterday was just
actually a good goal of the season, really. It's brilliant goal.
And it's just his all round game, Dele Alli. For a kid who's 19, he just looks like he's got the lot. He's going to go right to the top, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's great for obviously for England.
And I think the form Kane, Alli have shown, and even Dyer makes England, if they pick these guys, one of the favourites of the Euros. And no one's saying at the moment, it's probably a good thing, but I think they really are one of the favourites now.
Really are.
And you've got Stones coming through at the back as well.
I have been saying actually, and I'm Irish, you know. Yeah. I think I've said England have to be taken seriously as well in the Euros because they've got a great, young, hungry squad, you know.
Yeah. And that's really where it's going to be, that's what seems to be success comes from in these competitions, isn't it? Like the youth seems to draw it through because they really push for it.
And you look at any other country in European football that wins every single one of the qualifiers, other teams look up and say, oh, look at that. I know they weren't in a ridiculously tough group, but to win 10 out of 10.
Yeah, but now they've gone on. I mean, they did that without Harry Kane, Dyer's coming through.
I think that's really important as well. That Alli is like, okay, we're all aware of him because of the Premier League, and to a certain extent, other countries will be, but it'll still be a bit of a surprise package when he pulls on the white shirt in the finals.
I mean, he's an upgrade on Henderson. I think Henderson's a good player, but Dele Alli's just got that.
And what a backup to have Henderson as well, because he's a very solid player. And you know,
but will he be brave enough, Hodgson's touching it? Will he be brave to play Barkley, Dele Alli?
Yeah, he could give it a bit of youth into the team.
Leave Rooney on the bench if he's not informing. Other was. Great player take anyway. You've got to make brave decisions, but anyway.
I think I need to get back onto Betfair and put a tenner on Euros now. Yeah.
I don't expect them to win, but I just think I expect them to do well now.
Yeah. Well, you've convinced me anyway.
So, another team we were saying it just before we started recording, got to be taken seriously now. Leicester. 3-0 yesterday, beating Stoke. And again, deservedly so.
Well,
easily. Stoke, a tough team to beat.
For me, the key to Leicester being taken more seriously, I still have reservations, obviously, because you know, but is that we talked a month ago about how the wheels were starting to fall off, and they've turned it around.
They won a Tottenham, and they're winning
and comfortably as well against Stoke. I mean, beating Stoke 3-0 is no mean feat, you know.
This is the first time I've actually this morning considered that they have a possibility of winning. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
I can't believe you're saying it, but you're absolutely right to that.
They had that, you know, little period where, you know, three or four games without a goal or something.
And don't forget, they lost in the week to Tottenham in the Cup. Lost 2-0 at home. And after the game, there was I can't remember which pundit said it now, and I think the nail on the head, he just said, they're focusing on the Premier League. I don't think there's a problem.
Imagine that.
And they're focusing on the Premier League. And he went, you watch, they'll go out this weekend and win. And come through. Yeah. And they did. You know, they weren't knocked. They didn't knock their confidence at all. I don't think they were that wound up
when Premier League managers play a reserve side in the FA Cup. Mm-hmm. Devalues it, but I understand it.
But maybe if you chuck the position you're in the league, you might go, maybe we have to sacrifice it this year. Let's not take it too seriously.
Just take it to the last few weeks. I mean, you know, 15 games to go.
I never like excusing the FA Cup devaluation thing. But I can completely understand for Leicester City, because this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for them.
I mean, they
have to put all their eggs into this basket, because even if they don't win the league, Champions League, how huge would that be for the
club? I know. I mean, if they get here, because they should be getting top four now. I mean, I'd be surprised if they don't.
I mean, they're 10 points clear United. 13 games to go, 14 games to go.
So how many teams 15, now?
15,
got,
sorry.
How many teams are in the title race now then?
You've got Leicester on top with 47.
Yeah.
City and Arsenal 44. Yeah. Arsenal have a game in hand. Spurs on 42.
So what we're saying is 14 in the title race.
Yeah, United on 37. I mean, it's still not completely.
United on 37 are only 7 points behind Arsenal and Chelsea, Freudian slip, and City. In a normal season with 15 games to go, 7 points behind those teams, you wouldn't think, but they're 10 points behind Leicester. Now, if the Leicester crumble that people have been predicting does happen, then United picking up 10 points in Leicester is not inconceivable, but it's just a mad, mad season. I mean, look, you've even got West Ham there, like only 8 points behind City, you know, who you'd probably say are still favourites.
I think City are going to be the favourites.
Especially with Aguero coming back to form.
If they're on form, then they've
got to get Company back in. I mean, I think they won't look back if that happens and stays fit.
Oh, wouldn't it be something to see Leicester win the league? Oh, it would be such a fantastic...
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but imagine it. It's hard.
But they also seem to be making some shrewd signings, don't they? I mean, they bought that new...
Damari Gray.
Well, Damari Gray, yeah. I mean, he's a flyer. And also they bought that new defender whose name... I've forgotten, I think... plays for Gabon or something like that.
Mm.
And he looks like, from the reviews, he looks like a very solid addition to the squad, you know.
So they are, yeah.
So, you know, Ranieri, he's
Vardy back in the goal yesterday.
A few games he'd gone without a goal, so that'd be a big boost for him.
I think it's brilliant for football because it makes every football supporter dream that you can...
Well, why not? If Leicester, let's just say, win the league this year, what would it do for other clubs that are like, you know, the likes of, say, for instance, West Ham, clubs like that, Everton?
Well, it does, it makes you think, why are we
going for the title?
Absolutely, especially West Ham United, because with the new stadium, watching a club like Leicester win the league, if it happened,
yeah.
But even getting to where they have,
whatever happens now,
imagine this City playing Champions League football next season. They were bound to be relegated last season.
I want them to do it. I mean, I know as a West Ham fan, I've been looking at Leicester's position, thinking we've got to catch them, right, if we're going to have any sort of ambitions of getting in the top 4 or 5.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're not going to catch them now.
No.
So I'm just resigned to sort of wanting them to go all the way.
Oh, you know? I'll be supporting them all the way, definitely.
Well, the issue for me now as a Manchester United supporter was that that's the fourth team, isn't it? Because you've got City, Arsenal and Spurs.
Yeah, they do.
So we've got to catch one of them.
Yeah,
you know,
which is going to be tight.
Hard work. Yeah. Especially with Louis van Gaal not seeming to know what he's doing.
That brings
beautifully onto Manchester United.
Yeah.
I've got a quick gun and Zach. It's that time of the week again when we slag off van Gaal.
I want to start off by saying I like Louis van Gaal. And it sounds like something out of some sort of political conspiracy movie, but I think he's a likeable man. He's been proven, successful manager everywhere he's gone. But I just don't think he's the right fit for United, and I'm actually writing an article about it at the moment.
Okay.
So I'll be posting up as well over the next day. and I think, as I said before, the key to me is the fact that he does not intend to stay there. So with the results not being, I mean, they've regressed results wise now. I mean, they're now this season the lowest ever Premier League total after 22 games. The style of play is absolutely moribund.
What's that word?
Moribund.
Brilliant. I love it.
Fantastic.
Thank you. I think if fans of Alan Partridge, he uses that in one of his episodes of Knowing Me, Knowing You. It comes back into the conversation all the time, including his sex life. It's described as moribund. But it's just, I mean, every week I think it can't get more boring, can't get worse, and then it does.
And there was a little bit of
They beat Liverpool. Do you know, even that match, it's been overblown. I watched the game the other day, and it's like there are moments when they're going forward like quite gung-ho. And a lot of that was Newcastle were attacking them, and they've been a counter-attack because they're taking advantage of Newcastle's, endeavour and desire to win the game, you know. I think teams have figured out United a lot now. It's like if you sit fairly deep, they're going to just pass the ball in front of you, and then they're going to look for options, and the whole sort of negative aspect of it and the conservative aspect of it means they're not taking a chance. And I just think there's a manager out there now who seems to really want the job. Now, this whole thing about the letter apparently is a load of rubbish.
Yeah, he wrote this. Apparently, the rumours are they sent a 6-page letter to Manchester United.
That was in the papers. Apparently, this morning, Jorge Mendes, his agent, has said that it's a lot of nonsense. And I think it's a bit. It sounds ridiculous to me. I'd love it to be true.
It does sound a bit ridiculous, but however, I do think these things are no smoke without fire. Where's it come from in the story? I mean, someone's sitting there in a newspaper. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, tabloids are famed for making things up, but they usually exaggerate the stories. You don't just. Should we just say something about a letter going to? There must be something that's happened. Maybe there's.
I don't know. Maybe they said that about Sting's rape accusation or something, didn't they? I mean, no smoke without fire. It's like I think it's a throwaway expression that actually is smoke without fire. You know, because sometimes things are just made up, you know. Mm. I mean, like, it's...
I think with...
I think, like, he wants the job.
I think Jose Mourinho's a great manager. I've got no doubt if he did go to Manchester United, he'd be huge success. Mm. But I just think with Man United's traditions of bringing through players for the youth team, mm-hmm. You know, that they have done throughout their history, I think they should be looking at Pochettino. Just what he's done.
Mm. Yeah, but then, I mean...
Players. I mean,
I don't think you're getting there.
Van Gaal is not the fit for Man United. Mm. Man United need a certain style of manager.
Mm.
You know, Mourinho,
I think it's a case of weighing up all the factors and choosing the best option, because, as you say, Pochettino, he's now at a club which is challenging for the title. He's building something there. I think he'd be hard to get
points,
you know.
I know,
if United really, really desperately wanted him, they'd probably be able to get him, let's face it.
Yeah. It'd take a while, it'd be a year.
But we're talking about Mourinho, who's a proven winner, and apparently in this letter, and I'm doing that sign with my fingers as if it's not a real letter, he says
he would
adhere to United's principles of the style of football and nurturing the youth. And I think, I mean, I don't know, it's like, the letters, it could be one of those, you know, big urban legend things, but I don't know, I think...
But Van Gaal's got to go.
Van Gaal has got to go, and I think sooner rather than later, because they're just prolonging the agony, you know. And it's literally agony watching Manchester United now. I've been watching Manchester United for 3 decades, and I've never actually felt a knot in my stomach watching the style of play. It's painful, physically painful to watch. You know, I mean, yesterday against Southampton, 20 minutes ago, I thought Southampton's going to win this. I genuinely thought, you know, every week they're having one shot on target. Every single week.
I read a statistic as well.
They haven't scored in the first half for 11 matches.
Yeah, that's what I heard. 11 games.
How can this go on week after week?
Van Gaal, in his post-match interview, was saying, they asked him the question, well, they just said, gave him the fact, you had one shot on target today. Mm. He said, well, it's not just down to us, it's down to some excellent defending from Southampton. See, that doesn't wash.
Manchester United at Old Trafford. I mean, come on.
Listen, Louis, one of the reasons you have no shots on target is because you don't have any strikers. You know, and you had Memphis Depay there, who's now proven in recent months that when he comes on as a substitute, he can make a difference, and he doesn't bring him on. He brings on Yanazai, a man he let go on loan to Borussia Dortmund, and stank on loan to Borussia Dortmund. What the hell is going on in the man's head? He's got James Wilson, who's desperate to get a chance.
Scored yesterday.
Scored again for Brighton yesterday, banging in goals for them.
Yeah,
he's a proven goal scorer.
Yeah.
But I mean, I hate this thing about managers that don't know what they're doing, but I really feel Louis van Gaal does not know what he's doing.
Mm.
I mean, he sits there with this gormless expression on his face, writing his notepad. And it's like, last week they beat Liverpool, which totally glossed over so many things. Like, because beating Liverpool is the absolute beyond end all to Manchester United supporters, and that's true. But... Mm. But look, it's not enough. It's like the style of football is absolutely
shocking.
Can I
ask about that game in particular? How was the performance in that game?
Terrible.
Really?
Terrible, it was awful.
Was it that bad? I think
Rooney's shot was their only shot on target.
You
kind of laugh as if I'm joking. I'm being literal about this.
Yeah.
They're literally having one shot on target in every match.
It's ridiculous.
They should be having 20, 30 shots a goal in every match.
So what's your feeling in terms of manager coming in? Do you think it's going to be Mourinho? It seems to be going that way.
It looks to me that Guardiola is going to go to City with the Beguirastein thing and things like that. And I like Mourinho. I've always liked Mourinho. I think he would adapt his style of play to suit Manchester United. He did it at Madrid. They were attacking, exciting side. Chelsea.
And I'll tell you what I like about Mourinho as well. It's the lure of the man himself. He'll be able to attract some serious talent.
It should be him.
He will.
What I was talking about before is questioning whether all Man United fans would be happy with it.
Sod them. You know, any idiotic, fickle Manchester United fan does another Arsenal or elbow. This is a winner, you know, and he will get United winning again.
I agree. I had a point in.
Yeah. And also, I mean, he's ready now. He's out of, you know, Mourinho's out of a job. He's wandering around the streets wondering what to do with himself.
Jose Mourinho could be picking the team for Friday. Yeah. You know what I mean? Against Derby County in the FA Cup.
And I'll tell you what, if he came in, they'd probably have a chance of the title this season. He'd probably inject some sort of belief.
If they can get another striker in the next week and, you know, get the team believing again, you know? Sorry?
He's sold.
Which is for 14 million, yeah.
And he's smashing.
Baffling, isn't it? It's baffling, you know.
Very strange. Yeah. I genuinely don't know where we're going.
We're also talking about Neymar. I mean, it's
yeah.
The thing about it is, apparently, for some reason, Barcelona have got a sell. I read that somewhere, and so apparently one of their big stars is going to be going. And I think
Neymar. Imagine you getting
Everyone talks about Messi, but I think Messi's staying for the rest of his career.
They should sign Payet of West Ham. Yeah. Pains me to say. Obviously, I don't want him to go.
Yeah,
who they should be offering 40 to 50 million for straight away.
Yeah, because he would make a big.
I don't think they'd sell him anyway. But I mean, he's on the plate.
We wouldn't sell him now. But I think what's his name on? So you're saying that Barcelona are in a position that they have to get rid of these star players?
So I read a few weeks ago that Barcelona have to get rid of either one of Suarez, Messi and Neymar. Now, whatever you read in the papers, it could be a lot of nonsense. I mean, but apparently, you know, there's been murmurs that he might be open to a move. And then obviously City want to, you know, City, they have Aguero and they bought Sterling and they've got this, that and the other. United desperately need someone like this. Of course, the Di Maria thing still, you know, burns a bit, and you think, could that happen again?
Yeah.
But look, Neymar is one of the top three players in the world at the moment, isn't he? Thereabouts. And he'd be a fantastic addition to any club, and he'll score goals and he'll make goals. And
yeah,
so I mean, who wouldn't want Neymar, you know?
No, I agree. I'd be brilliant for again for the league, but I don't see why not. I know with the TV man coming in, I think that is true, that they do have to offload, then the Premier League surely got what the league is going to.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We
should be able to outbid anyone now out of this country easily.
So. And apparently Manchester United have the money to spend, and it's not a problem.
But I think we can safely say, though, that I don't believe Van Gaal will be Man United manager next season.
I hate sounding one of these fickle fans, and I've said it before, if he was 10 years younger and he was planning to stay there for a long, long time, I'd let him get on with it and build it.
Yeah.
I'd even accept the whole state of play at the moment, because I think he's, if he had a long-term plan, I'd accept it, but he doesn't. He's out next season or the season after next.
Mm.
So let's end the agony now and get them somebody else in who's going to take the team forward for the next 10 years, hopefully.
Mm. Well, I agree. Predictions time, gents.
Yes.
The time we all look forward to. Zach, last week you did all right. You didn't do too bad. In fact, you've sort of closed the gap now.
I'm only 6 points behind now. It was 11 points, 12 points.
Me and Rob are on 34 points. Zach, you're on 28. But it was a good week. You got this saved you, the Spurs-Leicester result.
Yeah.
1-0 Leicester. You got it right. Yeah. Just like to say, we're going to change it a little bit this time, aren't we? We're doing all the Premier League games.
Yes,
now.
Sod Sky. What has Sky ever done for us?
Nothing. They've done nothing for us, Zach.
Oh, so who got it off sixes, in the first place?
Yeah. Hey?
You got it off Sky. Oh, right.
What is the Sky Super Sixes?
I don't know what to call it now. I just call it predictions. I mean, I know it's a bit crazy.
How many games? Ten games. So we call it
ten.
Where was the shout? Wutus 10. Rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Wutus 10.
Wutus 10.
Right. Just want to say, these games are being played midweek because there's no football.
Yes.
Ready football next weekend. So,
we need to edit this tomorrow. And get
We will do, but also we'll be missing next week because
I'm not going to be here next week.
No, you're not, will you?
Yeah, I'm in Ireland. I've got a 20-year school reunion.
Have you
been? Yeah, I do.
That's going to be great.
I do, it's amazing. I am, because, it's been 20 years since I saw these people. I don't want to... Yeah. I mean, I was a bit of an outsider. And it's funny because they're
all dressed in black?
No. We were raised Jehovah's Witnesses in the middle of the Irish countryside, which is, you know, a recipe for, you know, being ostracised.
Brilliant.
I had no friends. I mean, a couple
Jesus.
Of a handful it's of them.
Bringing me down.
A handful of them tolerated my existence. You know, the rest of them kind of hated me. But it's quite funny because they're all farmers and mechanics
all farmers and mechanics.
No, I'm being harsh, and there's nothing wrong being a farmer or a mechanic. But it's just, you know, they kind of look at my Facebook profile and see me with like Noel Gallagher and Terry Wogan, and they think, "What the hell has happened to this guy?" It's like, you know.
We all do feel like that a lot.
Me and Teza. But school reunion, I'm going to, so I won't be here next week. But we could maybe...
We'll do something. We'll think of something.
Skype one.
But I'll get the show. This is going to go.
Let's do
away.
A Skype one next week.
A Skype? I don't know how that's going to work, but we'll try and... We'll talk about it.
You go to your house and you go on Skype. And I go on Skype in my house.
Oh, really? Let me call you from that. Will it sound alright?
It will, yeah, it will. It's quite clear, this game. Okay.
So these games are on Wednesday, are they?
These Tuesday and Wednesday, the spread, okay? So, yeah, midweek football's a bit of, maybe.
I don't like doing FA Cup predictions anyway, because they're impossible.
Yeah, I agree. I don't bother. I'm not interested.
Although it does throw the cat amongst the pigeons sometimes and can help you kind of, you know, you predict a mad result and it happens and then, you know.
Right, gents, so let's kick things off. Arsenal, Southampton. I don't really, I mean, Southampton this season, I've really, really hit and miss for me. Arsenal title chasing, I can only see this being a home win. However, I don't think it's going to be a hammering. I'm going to go 1-0 to Arsenal.
Yeah. Well, they'll want revenge from that thrashing they had on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Boxing Day, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's right.
And I think they're going to get it 3-0.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Southampton aren't all that good. I mean, you know, they beat Manchester United yesterday, but so what? Who? That's hardly a big scalp anymore, is it?
You don't sound bitter at all about this. What are you thinking then, Rob?
Well, I've said it before, so I've got to stick with it, that the Arsenal bottle job is about to start.
Really? You reckon?
Yeah. To go on. And I think this could be a draw. 1-1.
Really? 1-0, yeah. Charlie Austin to score as well, I reckon, if he does, if that is the result. Right, Zach. Leicester versus Liverpool. This is quite an exciting game, actually, I think. This is going to be a good one.
Yes. So, after a bit of confusion, I thought this fixture had already occurred this season.
Yes.
It must have been the Anfield.
I dreamt it. Maybe dreamt.
I dreamt it, yeah. Because I frequently have dreams about Leicester City versus Liverpool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Classic.
Well, I... Unbelievably, I just think Leicester are too strong for Liverpool. And I think they're going to win 2-1.
2-1. What about you, Rob? What are you thinking? Leicester, Liverpool. This is going to be... I think it's got a great game. Yeah,
think Liverpool are going to win 2-1.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, they made hard work in Norwich, didn't they?
Yeah, indeed. Leicester, Liverpool. I've got a feeling Leicester are going to win this as well. I've got a feeling I'm going to go with 1-0. Another 1-0 to Leicester. Rob, you're up next, and it's Norwich versus Spurs.
Oh, bloody Tottenham.
No. And it's a game that...
You can't see them not winning, can you? No, really can't. They're so solid, and they're scoring goals.
And Norwich are a funny team again, aren't they? I mean...
Yeah, Norwich, they've done well, haven't they?
Yeah, strange.
They're starting to slip into that, you know, into big trouble now. I just think Tottenham are going to beat them 2-0. Something like that. I can't see him not winning that.
Yeah, I've got to agree with it. I think Tottenham will win this. I'm going to go with 3-1 Tottenham.
And if they win that, that puts them right in it.
Yeah, Tottenham. I think it's a big game for them, yeah, unless they bottle it. But
I'm going to go, I think Spurs are going to thrash them 4-0.
Really? Yeah. Me,
well, they lead goals sometimes, don't they? And Spurs' best defensive record, they're scoring goals. I can only see that happening.
Yeah, no, I agree. Next, I'm going to be starting this one. Is Sunderland versus Manchester City. Now, Sunderland, one minute I think they're going to survive. They're going to get out of this. And then I'm not so sure. I mean, they've got was it a draw yesterday, wasn't it? At home to
Bournemouth,
which is not a good result for them, really. They need to be winning those games.
They were 1-0 down, though.
That's true. They're 1-0 down, but you know, Allardyce is looking at these games and saying that's a must. 6-pointer
in it,
you know, and then to draw it and you say and be losing, you think, oh, you know, it's not holding. I'm still not convinced they're going to survive. Man City as well, you know, title chasing. I can only see Man City winning this. I think.
How can you say Sunderland aren't going to survive after the acquisition they made the other day?
What was that?
40-year-old Steve Harper, former Newcastle.
Yeah,
goalkeeper.
I did what? See that.
What was that about?
Why bother? Steve Harper is like he's been in Newcastle for 13 years, and he's going to throw away 13 years to sit in the bench at the stadium.
What's the point?
Well, he obviously doesn't rate any of the keepers. They got Manone Pantilimon, who he just doesn't rate. Then a young kid Pickford's done well.
Yeah. Even
but
the manager,
young kid, you don't really want a young kid playing going in a relegation battle, really.
But he said he's third choice. Even when he went in the joint, says he's going to be a third choice goalkeeper. So he probably
I don't understand it.
He'll probably never even play for them. But he's going to.
But as you say, but the Newcastle fans are going to go.
He's getting hate mail already. He's had to delete his Twitter account.
Yeah, why did he do that to himself?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you bother?
It's nonsense.
You're so mad at these players.
For a few more bucks, you know, just.
I was stunned when I read that. So yeah, strange. So Sunderland versus Man City. I think Man City are going to win this. Man City are going to really push for the title now. I'm going to think it's going to be 3-0 to Manchester City. Lappery.
Now, I think City's away form is an issue for them, and I think it could hinder them. And I think, as we pointed out, Sunderland, they're scrapping, aren't they? Mm. And I can see them getting a draw out of this as well. I'm going to go for 1-1, yeah.
That'd be interesting. If that happens, yeah. I think City are going to be in some struggle.
I also want it to happen, so that's probably slightly influenced.
Yeah, I agree as well. I think the way Pellegrini sets them up away from home is a little bit naive, and the results have proven it. Mm. But I think when Aguero is playing, you've always got to back him, really. I think they'll win 2-1.
2-1 City, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Zachary, West Ham versus Aston Villa.
Now, this is actually trickier than ever this season, because Villa have started to get some sort of form, and I think they're unbeaten in 4 or 5 matches now.
Yeah, they're getting draws.
Not great opposition. I mean, 2 of them were against Wickham, but you know, there's a little bit of confidence that's come back.
I know this is the first time we're actually saying Villa this week, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah.
Are we suggesting there's a chance they could stay up?
No, I don't think so. But I think there's a chance they can salvage some respectability, perhaps. But
yeah,
okay. I still don't.
Yeah,
think
they can't lose every game, can they? You know, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah. I still think West Ham will edge it, though. I think 2-1 West Ham.
Okay, 2-1. What about you, Rob?
Yeah, normally I would say West Ham would cock this up after such a magnificent performance against City.
That seems to be the
West
way
Ham
we do it.
West Ham, but I think as each week goes on, the bowling ground is just magic at the moment, you know.
And I love the fact that these are all night going under the floodlights. It seems to add something, doesn't
magic,
it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, not many left under the lights now. Yeah. Magical.
David Cameron's two teams as well.
David Cameron derby, we call it. Yeah. Well, with it being a derby, it might be a bit tighter than expected, but I think West Ham will beat them 2-0. I can't see Villa scoring.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Unless it's like Hill with a 40-yard sort of bicycle kick or something, isn't
it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go. Okay, because obviously I want this to happen. But West Ham, I think we've had a really good year. I think we're looking very strong. Best I've seen us play for, well, probably in my whole life, to be honest. We're that good. And I really think we're due a nice big win. I think 4-0. I think we're going to whack them.
It's funny you guys being so confident, because you know somebody pointed that Martin Lawrence always tips West Ham to lose, but so do you guys.
Well, I don't always tip us to win at all on here. West Ham, it'd be typical of them to just put in a very abject performance.
Yeah,
they're battling for their lives, ends up being nil.
Sorry, Mark, Manchester United have copyrighted abject this season. You don't have to use it.
So, but I mean, just hope they follow it up. You know, now that performance against City, they've got to win this.
Yeah, I agree. I think they will. Rob, you're starting off for this one. It's Crystal Palace versus Bournemouth.
Yeah, Palace. What's happened to them recently?
They've slipped a bit. I don't know what's going on, really.
They're 1-0 up just against Spurs, and I thought they turned the corner and then they've blown away.
Just plummeted, haven't they?
They seem to be falling away, which is a bit of a shame, really.
Bournemouth have been doing pretty well, haven't they?
I'm proud of them. I think they're going to survive this year, Bournemouth, which is brilliant.
Yeah, I hope they do.
Which
has been brilliant. It's been brilliant, Eddie Howe, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And they're trying to cut the strikers now to help out.
Yeah.
Afobe's already got a couple of goals, hasn't he? I think it'll probably be a draw this.
Yeah.
1-1.
1-1, okay. I've got a feeling, sadly, I think Palace will beat Bournemouth. I'm not saying sadly, because I just like to see Bournemouth survive, but I think they will have a bit too much for them. And they'll want to bounce back, I think, after the Tottenham result. So I don't think it's going to be too much, though. I think it might be 2-1 to Crystal Palace.
I would love to see Bournemouth stay up. I still don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to get sucked back into it. And I think I might start here, I think, 2-0 Palace.
2-0.
I know it goes against form, but
yeah,
the whole season's been going against
form. Yeah, Villa, it's very difficult to predict.
I think Villa and Norwich, I think that I'm certain those two are going to go.
Yeah.
And then there's Sunderland, Newcastle, Bournemouth, isn't there?
I think Newcastle will be fine.
I think Newcastle will just about get away with it. Sunderland, I think. Allardyce, I know people spoke about this recently, but I think he's.
It's not run out Chelsea, guys. They're still down there.
Newcastle's defence is terrible, though. They're back four. I mean, why is he not sorting it out?
Yeah.
Shelby, excellent signing, but they need a bloody centre-half.
Well, maybe he's Steve McLaren realises that Newcastle fans only ever wanted Kevin Keegan, so he's doing it the Keegan way. Yeah. You know, they want to sign Berahino and who else? Andros Townsend.
Yeah.
If they get those two, they've got a nice attacking side that's going to score goals.
Listen, and I saw that West Ham side go down in 2003 where they're fantastic going forward but had no defence.
Yeah, that's the problem, That's horrendous.
But I think you probably accept that we're going to concede goals anyway. Let's just try and outscore the opposition. I mean, like, it's an exciting sort of way to do it, isn't it?
Right, up next, I'm starting this one. Oh, Manchester United versus Stoke.
You could see 0-1 straight away, couldn't you?
Let's
do it stage by stage. Half time, 0-0. That's okay, right?
Yeah, it's going to be 0-0.
The last few years we've been saying, like, we gave a prediction, I think, last week, if Louis van Gaal is there.
Yeah, that's what I want to do as well.
Yeah, yes, you did. Yeah, we've got it here. Yeah, Louis van Gaal was 0-0. And I'll go that your point for that, because it was a draw at Newcastle. Yeah. So, Man United Stoke, I think this is going to be really a strange one because, obviously, all the pressure van Gaal's under now, and he's clearly getting to the man.
Old Trafford's gone toxic now, hasn't
it? Yeah, and then you've got Mark Hughes coming back. I mean, he's a hard team, Stoke. It's not going to be easy.
One of the things you question is, like, the squad he's brought in, he's under pressure. You think, in a good squad, you get some player who just grabs up with the scruff and they can get them out of that pressure. Nobody's doing it. Rooney's a couple of goals here and there the last few weeks, but two penalties.
And it's kind of, I think for this game, the writing's on the wall with it. I mean, you've got, a former player, a bit of a hero at Manchester United, Mark Hughes coming back. Is he going to put the nail in the coffin for...
He likes it against them as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. I'm going to say, I don't really think Man United can surely lose at home again. I think it'll be a draw. I'm going to go with 1-1.
It'll definitely be gone if he's still there if it happens.
Can I do my...
Van Gaal
in and Van Gaal out then.
Van Gaal.
I mean, it doesn't give me an advantage. Do you know what I mean? If Van Gaal is there, they're going to lose 1-0. And I've never, ever predicted a United defeat. At home to Stoke, yeah. They've lost at home to Norwich, lost home to Southampton. Why not Stoke?
Yeah.
And if Van Gaal is not there, they'll win 2-0.
They'll win 2-0, though.
Yeah. That's the way I feel about it, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Roberto?
I just think just when it looks like he's about to go, he pulls out a 1-0 win from somewhere, doesn't he?
Which just about kind of go, oh, the boy.
I have one shot on target.
And it'll go in.
And I'll win 1-0.
You reckon that 1-0
win? One of Charlie Adams' attempted shots would bounce off the United crossbar and come back the other way over the keeper's head.
Right. West Bromwich Albion, Swansea, Zach.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a tough one because they're both quite miserable. But West Brom being at home, 1-0.
No, you sound excited about it. You'll be watching that one, yeah?
Berahino farted into net from 1 yard. I don't know.
What about you, Rob?
I'm going to go 1-0 West Brom.
Yeah, 1-0, yeah.
I still think Swansea, they've got some good players, but they don't really have a proper striker at the moment. They're playing Ayew, I find it's more of a winger, isn't it?
They've really struggled.
I want them to go down as well.
The way they've treated
people. Yeah, I agree. I'm a bit like that. I think it's going to be 2-0 to West Bromwich Albion.
Do you know what would be really good is, you know that film with Will Ferrell where Emma Thompson is writing his life? It would be great if we could write. Yeah, what's it called again?
I've never heard of what?
Yeah, it's like he's
just another dream you have.
No, it's a real film. It's Dustin Hoffman's in it as well. And she's narrating his life. He can hear her narrating in his head. And then she predicts his death. I can't remember what it's called now.
I've no idea.
But it'd be great if we could do that with these things. We could write every time we write Swansea lose, then Swansea lose.
Rob, I think it's your Rob, isn't it? Yes, it is. Everton versus Newcastle.
Everton, Newcastle.
Mm.
Well, we've been talking about Newcastle and we think they're going to stay up, but I'm not so sure because of that defence.
Mm.
Don't like Everton anymore either. I personally really don't like that football club.
He's a snide, Martinez.
He's got some snidey comments this week about Sam Byram, joined West. He was going to go to Everton, he was all lined up.
When they played against West Ham, he sent them out to kick Pyatt at all of them.
Oh, James horrendous. McCarthy,
that tackle on Pyatt was disgusting.
I've really lost a lot of respect for them as a club a little bit. I'm really sad to say because I've always liked up to Everton, but I think there's got a bit of a stain about them at the moment. I don't like him at all,
but I think Everton will beat Newcastle. But Newcastle's defence is not going to deal with Lukaku, it's just not going to.
No.
They'll beat them 2-1.
I was about to start my
2-1
to Everton.
Because I think Lukaku is going to absolutely terrorise Newcastle.
Colaccini, how's he still playing professional football?
Colaccini will get beaten up by Lukaku.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go for a Lukaku hat-trick and a 4-0 win.
You're waiting 4-0.
But I still think Newcastle will survive.
Yeah, I'll agree.
I think, you know, obviously, you know, when there's conflict between two clubs, West Ham and Everton, I still think you've got to admire Everton. He's doing what he thinks is best for his club.
I think it's just the comments he said about Bayern.
What he said about Bayern, I'll tell you what he said, because Bayern chose to join West Ham this week simply because, not because West Ham are a bigger club than Everton, it's because Seamus Coleman's already at Everton.
Yeah.
And Bayern will be there for the future.
He's born, he's an Essex boy, isn't he? Yeah. And he's a family of West Ham fan, so he's got a bit of a.
And Martinez said when Bayern joins West Ham, he said, oh, he wasn't the right fit for us.
Everton
turned him down.
It's not the fact.
Why don't you just admit the truth? He joined West Ham because he's going to play first team football, isn't
he? Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was a bit load of belt it was for him. But there you go. I think Everton will win this, though. I think it's going to be 2-0 to Everton. Right, Zachary, last game, Watford versus the mighty Chelsea.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because, you know, Gus Hiddink has kind of turned things around a bit, but again, they were lucky. They're still undefeated under him, aren't they?
Is that right?
They haven't lost.
Might change today against
Arsenal.
Them lot from Holloway Road.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's a really tricky one because Watford are doing really well as well, especially at home. You know,
they struggled, didn't they? They'd lost four in a row until yesterday, where they turned it around again.
So. Yeah. And I think they were fairly comfortable yesterday as well. But I have to go for a draw then. 1-1.
1-1. I like it.
Just can't pick a winner, so I have to go for a draw.
Rob, what do you reckon?
Chelsea to win 3-0.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a man.
He wants to get home, doesn't he?
Jesus.
I've gone for far too many away wins this week.
Oh, yeah, you've gone for a few. But it's a mad season, though. Yeah. I reckon Watford are going to beat Chelsea 1-0. I really do. I've got a feeling.
Odio on Igalo.
I'm hoping for that.
Troy Deeney.
Great, wouldn't it?
That's like Luca Costa again at the moment. I think he makes a massive difference if he's playing well.
Yeah, yes. Definitely. But I think it'll just make a difference between them losing and not losing.
Oh. Well, gents, that's it. So what we'll do is we'll let everyone know what we're going to do next week, because it's FA Cup weekend. We may record a little bit later in the week or something after the Premier League results, or maybe miss a week. We'll let everyone know, won't we?
We'll do a Skype on the next Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Skype. We'll do a Skype thing. Yeah, that sounds good.
It's like, you know, remember the old days when you'd watch a match, a European qualifier from an Eastern European country, and they'd read a commentary like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it'd be. It won't be like that, actually. Skype's really clear. It's almost like being in the same room.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week then.
See you soon. I'll see you, but bye.